You're listening to the IM&M Intelligent Buildings podcast with founder and CEO of the IM&M Suite, Paul Wells.
Hello, my name's Paul Wells, and this is the eighth in the series of podcasts looking at intelligent buildings. And I'm here today to talk to Neil Howard, who is CEO at IBI in Hong Kong, to discuss his views of intelligent buildings. Neil, many thanks for agreeing to talk to us today.
Hi, Paul. I hope you're well.
Very well, thank you. If possible, we'd like to get your view as a fit-out specialist on how your industry's changed and what the challenges and your vision for the future. So with that in mind, first question is, how do you think the fit-out industry has changed over the years?
Okay, so just to give you a little bit of context to who I am and where I come from, I'm the CEO of IBI Group Holdings, and we're a publicly listed company on the main board of the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. And two of our subsidiaries focus in the construction industry. The first one is a actual fit-out contractor, and the other one is a company that specializes in air quality monitoring and improvement. So I've been in the business for quite a long time now. And the one thing I've definitely seen over the years is it's a massive increase in the demand placed on contractors with relation to the projects that we complete. The size of the projects and the speed that they were required to be completed, and in fact the reliance on the contractor to get things done has really increased exponentially over the years. So 25 years ago when IBI was formed, your average contractor was very traditional and quite unsophisticated. A lot of the technical aspects were left to designers and engineers to resolve, and a contractor would commonly sit back and wait to be told what to do. But the founder of our business realized that this needed to change, and the company was based on a philosophy of being more client-focused and more service-oriented. And this is obviously a philosophy that we have through to this day. So, you know, for us as a contractor, we really, our management teams are highly focused on problem-solving and also in being proactive in bringing the challenges to the surface and helping to resolve them. And obviously, when you have a fast track and highly technical project, this is a very helpful approach.
Yes, absolutely. So with that in mind, what are the challenges in your business at the moment?
So for Hong Kong particularly, and I would say probably Hong Kong and Macau, one of the biggest challenges that we face is a shrinking number of skilled tradespeople. Young people coming out of the school system seem to be more interested in joining the financial or the tech related sectors. Not so drawn to working with their hands. So obviously when you're talking about innovative buildings and bringing technology into the sector, it does become increasingly difficult to do so with an aging workforce.
Absolutely. I wasn't aware of that, but that's interesting. So what do you think is the vision for the future?
Well, from our point of view, we're constantly looking to introduce new energy saving and environmentally sensitive working practices in our industry. And over the years, we have actually made major gains in areas like separating waste and sourcing locally made products. To a certain extent in our industry, technology is led by outside consultants. And from the actual building point of view, what we construct is very unique. Every project is very different. So in some ways, it is difficult to standardize and automate our industry.
Again, that's slightly different to what we see in the UK, so that's interesting. But so what do you see is the biggest enablers and hurdles in your industry then?
So I think, from the hurdle side, I think I have to go back to the aging workforce. It takes a long time to for someone to be disciplined and to properly learn a skilled trade. However, once that is achieved, then, it could be a good job to have and the income can be significant. But again, working with older tradespeople, that does produce a significant challenge to bringing in new and high-tech solutions and innovation. However, the great thing is that I would say that our clients are becoming increasingly knowledgeable in the development of their workspaces. And their in-house teams are now leading projects in both terms of both safety and technology. So as opposed to in the past where clients may have been more passive, some of the large investment banks that we work with now. Their in-house teams are really quite exceptional, and they are, you know, a real pleasure to work with.
That's really interesting, and it fits in with what we're seeing over in the UK. Do you see wellness in the workplace becoming more important to your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. This has been a really big move over the last, I would say, 5 years. So providing employees with a comfortable and a healthy and enjoyable space to work has become quite a critical factor in some of the larger organizations. I guess they're learning that salaries and career progression are not the only factors that are now influencing employee decision making. And I've seen massive improvements in this area, and even down to, you know, smaller companies like ourselves, where we have tried to replicate some of the practices that we see in the major organizations that we construct spaces for. We're now trying to bring some of those aspects into our own office. So yes, it's a really a big growth area.
So lastly, what are your customers' requirements as you move forward?
Well, I think the customers are going to continue to push the envelope with regards to wellness. However, after a year of COVID-19, the approach to working spaces generally could be in for a change. Whilst I don't believe that working from home will be the new norm, I do believe this recent period will have shown that flexible working arrangements are possible. And ultimately, this may mean a small real estate imprint for many large organizations. And of course, a smaller real estate footprint is great for shareholders, but potentially not so good for landlords.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much, Neil, for talking to us. And I'm sure everyone who's listened to this podcast will appreciate as much as I did. It's a different angle on what we do in the UK, but it's still very, very poignant. And I think people will appreciate it. It's Paul Wells, and this is the 8th of the series of podcasts looking at intelligent buildings. Thanks again, Neil.
Thank you, Paul.
For more information about our intelligent building solutions, visit immsuite.com.